Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House for great fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. They're also open Mondays and Tuesdays for carry-out only from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. The Chicken House wants to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you. The Opie Chicken House in Opie. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 9th of July. It is 7:27, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Vince Kinsey. And to preview Opie Down Home and a full slate of Saturday activities. Vince, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Oh, you know, prepping for the weekend.
A lot of prep.
Well, how pleased are you to have this on the schedule, even though the weather is kind of a bit of a concern right now?
Yeah, you know, since we weren't able to have it last year, it's a really good thing to have and be able to have it this year for the community and just to get people out and about.
Yeah, no kidding about that. And you have, as I mentioned, a full boat tomorrow morning starting bright and early. So that's kind of a rundown. Some of the activities, 6:30, you're going to open up with a breakfast, it sounds like, huh?
6:30, there will be a breakfast at the Methodist Church there. It's a great breakfast. Prior to that, even at 6 o'clock, you can start registering for the bike ride if you haven't already pre-registered. Got two different distances, like around a 20-mile and around a 40-mile. Then there's a 5K trail run out at the lake. There's softball during the day, a kids fishing derby. So we're even getting the youth involved, trying to get them outside. Just a whole bunch of stuff going on, vendors throughout the day, stuff to do at the park. It's a good weekend.
Indeed. So what goes into organizing an event like this, whether it's, you know, and Opie Down Home has been back on the schedule here for, I think it's close to 15 years now, but what goes into organizing a schedule and keeping that schedule fresh?
It's a lot. You know, going to from getting vendors and donations and prizes and what can we do to make stuff better and you know, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and trying to keep it all where people are still interested in it and still want to be involved in the community.
Well, you'll find something to do in Opie tomorrow. It doesn't matter who you are, how old you are. And Vince kind of ran through some of the things happening in the morning through the day. But you've got a big parade, and I know that one of the more popular events of Opie Down Home through the year has been that big fireman's barbecue, and that's on the schedule again, huh?
That is on the schedule. It's going to be a little different this year. You're not going to be able to sit and socialize right there at the table, but they will have them for takeout and delivery. The fireman's barbecue, if you don't eat anything else that day, I mean, that's something right there.
Bed races are back?
Bed races are back. We're bringing some of the old stuff back in. Yeah, just trying to get everything back to having fun and getting people outside.
Yeah. Well, Vince, tell us about the servicemen and women's appreciation. That's something that's normally on the schedule as well.
Yeah, so we've got the servicemen and women appreciation. You know, not a lot of people say it, but we need to thank the armed forces. We're going to thank the healthcare workers. We're going to thank, you know, everybody that keeps us safe so we can do stuff like Opie Down Home Days and keep our freedoms to do that.
Let's also talk about the street dance, too, here, Vince, because this is a great way to close things down. What's going to be the scene for the street dance here tomorrow night?
I'm not sure what the theme is other than just have fun.
That's good enough.
It's a great time. You see the kids out dancing. The adults will get out and dance. I mean, it's a really good time, and that would wind down Saturday night, and it's just a great time. Good music. I personally know the DJ and he's great. It's a nice way to cap off that Saturday.
And your big parade is going to be happening downtown. When does that start?
The parade will start lining up at 2:30, and the parade downtown will start at 3 o'clock.
And there is a chance, as there normally is during Opie Down Home, to win some great prizes, right?
Yes, yes. We've got a lot of donations that have been provided to us. We do have 2 quarters of beef. Those are the big ones. And the beef is donated. The processing fee is donated. There's coolers. There's a whole bunch of stuff to come down and get some raffle tickets and get a chance to win.
Yeah.
And on top of that, too, we focus on the Saturday activities, but things wrap around to Sunday as well.
Yeah, so we were able to add a couple of events on Sunday and make it a full weekend of stuff. So we got to thinking, we were like, what can we do to keep people outside? And, you know, archery is a great thing. So we put in an archery tournament. It's a real quick shoot. It's going to take place out at the Opie Lake. Just kind of seeing where everybody's at, making sure that, you know, we want to get people outside. We want to get people active and involved. And then right after that's done, we put in a poker run for this year. Figured we'd have 2 different routes, one kind of on a highway route for motorcycles or cars, and one that's about a 40-mile route on kind of gravel roads, and it can be dirt bikes, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, UTVs, ATVs, just something to get people out and having fun.
Yeah, it's 2 big days, but Saturday, the big day for Opie Down Home. And let's talk just a little bit about where are the proceeds, the profits from the Opie Down Home 2021 will be going towards. Vince?
Gotcha. So all the profits and proceeds and all that stuff, we're trying to raise money to put a splash park in for the kids. Emporia's got that one right there by Peter Pan Park, and it's always very popular. So we're trying to do something kind of like that. Give the youth down here something to, you know, so they don't have to drive somewhere if they just want to go run through a sprinkler and you know, get a little wet.
They are popular. There's no doubt about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, they're coming up everywhere.
Vince, let me ask you this before we close things down here. And it's really about, you know, the community pride that takes place with community festivals like Opie Down Home. Talk a little bit about the feeling in the community leading up here to Down Home this weekend.
After not being able to have it last year, I think there's a lot of excitement around being able to have it. The community is really strong down here, and just getting the community to get it together, and it might have been just to hang out with friends at the park, but this is a big event that lets everybody do that, and it's from ages, the kids fishing derby, you know, so we're young kids to the street dance. I've seen my grandparents have been out there dancing, so it really, the whole day and the whole event caters to everybody, and it just brings everybody a little closer together.
Well, you are all invited to Opie Down Home Saturday. That's this Saturday, July 10th, tomorrow, and, of course, Sunday, July 11th, with a couple of activities as well. And don't forget, too, Saturday lunch and concessions will be available in the park. So fun for all ages. Family-friendly event, Opie Down Home this weekend. Hey, Vince, great job this morning. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Vince.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, Vince Kinsey previewing Opie Down Home coming up tomorrow, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, be sure to give us a call at 342-